Well, it may be rather quiet here for me, but in Liverpool, lots of things happening. Oh, yes, yes. There are, you know. I've got my sources of information. I'm going to have a little look now. See what's happening, for example, in the cavern. Well, today, the 29th of April, you've got the Magical Mystery Tour at 2 o'clock. Okay, look out for that. It's a two-hour tour of all the Beatles things in Liverpool. Let me see. At 1 o'clock, in about 20 minutes, Madison. Classic covers from a great party band that's at the Cavern Club. And you've got something called the Quangos, early soul and Mersey beat with a modern feel at 4 o'clock, also in the Cavern Club. Over in the, or not over, well, I suppose, yeah, the Cavern Live Lounge, Jar Music Under 18's Unsigned Bands Showcase at 6 o'clock. Then, the main bit of the Cavern Club, the Shakers Sunday Show, Mersey Beat at its best, all the great fab music which came out of Liverpool and the local area back in the 60s at the same time as the Beatles. That's at 7 o'clock at the Cavern. Across the road in the Cavern pub, you've got Ronnie Hughes, a solo acoustic artist, at 7:30. And then there's more from the Unsigned Bands Showcase in the Live Lounge at 8:30. Xander and the Peace Pirates. Great entertainment from a very energetic band in the Cavern pub at 10 o'clock. And then Tim Shaw on Sunday, the solo acoustic artist, is on at 10 o'clock in the Cavern Club. So lots of things there. Find out more by going to the Cavern, their official website, which is cavernclub.org. So I was looking before at what's happening, sort of with the various quotes and things. I like to read all the trivia and, you know, those sorts of things related to the Beatles. I don't know why, I just do. Listen to this. Who said this? "Go and have a look in me bedroom. It's covered with Gene Autry posters. He was me first musical influence." Who said that? Clue: Thomas the Tank Engine. No, Thomas didn't say it, but Ringo did. It's what Ringo said. So, there we go. Little quotes there. I like those quotes, and if you have any quotes or trivia, send them in. I love to, you know, read them out and everything. So, there's a fab Twitter page, which sadly hasn't been updated. It's the Beatles Day Twitter page, which was something which was started a while back, I'm trying to say. It is Sunday. I'm feeling rather lazy here today. On the 10th of July 2010 was, I think, the first official Beatles Day in Liverpool. 24 hours when people, says here, will show their love for the Fab Four and raise money for local charities. And the Twitter page was twitter.com/BeatlesDayLPL Liverpool. But the last post was the 11th of August, 2009. I don't know what happened after that. So, according to this, anyway, if I just click on this, because as far as I know, they do still... Yeah, 11th of August. Signed McFly guitar in the charity auction. But, I've just dropped me thing. It's okay, I'll be fine, don't worry. So I don't know if that still goes. I hope it does. The Beatles. We have the International Beatles Week in Liverpool. You know, hundreds and hundreds of live music performers in every possible venue throughout Liverpool city centre. That happens in August for the bank holiday. But the actual Beatles Day, I'm not too sure what happened. They only did 19 tweets. The last one was in 2009. So, I don't know.